hits your eye like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Michael.
This is Pizza Nerds, a podcast about making great pizza at home.
This is episode 3 in our Neapolitan pizza series, and today we're talking about sauce.
We are joined again for the series by our friend Griffin. Hi, Griffin.
Hi, Kendra.
Blah, blah, and Michael.
Hey, Griffin.
I haven't used any like intro puns and jokes with you. Really glad I haven't tried.
Well, it's because you know that I would probably go along with it.
Yeah.
Whereas Jason,
he's not going to engage.
I think you do it to Jason for the comedic factor.
I just like to make Jason uncomfortable.
One episode a few back, I think he edited it out, but he said, "I'm not taking part in this." In response to one of your puns,
he just heard you start, and he just knew.
It's like, I'm out. Bye.
As Jason's friend, I love hearing the intros because I know that you're going to make him it just uncomfortable. So uncomfortable. And just I can just see his face. And his.
Well, there's a bunch Jason. Of good saucy jokes to be made about in this episode.
It, so. Well
it was
played,
low-hanging fruit.
Dad jokes. Good job. Wow. Okay, so we are talking about sauce specifically for Neapolitan pizza. But before we get into that, mm-hmm. we have a question we were going to answer. Mm-hmm. So we had a question about what brand of flour and then also like what type or brand of salt we are using for our recipes. And we could maybe stick to Neapolitan, but I guess it's kind of like all the same.
Yeah.
So you said King Arthur is like the gold standard bread flour wise,
yeah.
right?
For bread flour. Yep.
Yeah. That's what I use. I actually, it's funny because I use, gold metal flour mm-hmm. for other baking, like desserts and stuff, mm-hmm. because King Arthur flour is milled. My understanding is King Arthur flour is milled from from red wheat. That's like a richer flavor. It's a little bit coarser, even though it's like ground, all the things like the protein level is a little bit different. If you're making like cake and muffins, you don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're making pizza and you want it to have some like chew
yeah
and gluten development, then King Arthur's the way to go.
Yeah, and you want the high protein content percentage of it. Yeah,
so we use King Arthur. I get mine at Target.
Yeah, well, and actually I think I mentioned this before, but I had talked to a bakery that's near me and asked them if they would be willing to sell me or like order me a bag of flour, a big bag. And what I ended up using, because I'd read about this, is it's called All Trump's Flour. And I can't remember who makes it. It's one of the big companies. They ordered me a big bag and I went and picked it up and paid them for it. So you might, if you think you're interested in something like that, that might be a possibility.
So King Arthur's definitely a good way to go. Now, don't let that stop you. Like if the store doesn't have King Arthur and that keeps you from making pizza, don't do that. Like buy the bread flour you can find. But King Arthur bread flour is head shoulders above for this kind of task.
Yes. General Mills. That's who makes it.
General Mills. Okay. So salt wise, some recipes will say like fine sea salt. Some say kosher salt. Some say table salt, like all the different things.
Mm-hmm.
Different salts have different flavors uh-huh. and like chemical components. Can I say that? Is that
more,
correct?
There is more like sodium chloride.
In certain kinds
truly
of salt.
Truly like salt in certain salts.
Right. Yeah. So you asked me a second ago, why don't I have, because I always use kosher salt. I don't have sea salt in my house. And you accusatorily asked me why.
No, I think I used the word.
As much pizza as you've made?
Not accusatory.
How do you not have
curiously.
Sea salt? I think that was the exact wording
that's
that
what he
gave.
Said. No, with all the pizza you made?
Wait. Teaming up on me. I said, I'm curious
right.
about, as you've made a lot of pizzas
there
and they
was a
all
hint
call
of judgment
for sea salt.
In your curious voice.
Why you wouldn't
no.
use sea salt?
No, it's a fair question. And the reason, honestly, is because I am an essentialist, like by trade.
Uh-huh.
Like, just a life philosophy is if I only have to buy one kind of salt, I'm going to buy one kind of salt.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes my life easier. So, the way that I kind of get around recipes that need or that call for sea salt or table salt or a salt that is like a lot smaller, like the grain. That's not the right word, but the
piece
of salt
the grain
is like really
you're
small.
Right.
That's why you weigh things.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you were to weigh, say, 20 grams of sea salt
mm-hmm.
and 20 grams of kosher salt, mm-hmm. doggone it, do those piles look different.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to like measure them with a teaspoon or something,
yep.
they're not equal. They're just not equal because they just take up different amounts of space.
Right.
So if a pizza dough recipe calls for a different kind of salt than I have, I just trust the weight. And if it says fine, I will literally crush the salt in between my fingers. Make it finer.
Wow. Well, what we've really discovered is essentialism, you use the kind of salt that matters to the things that you like to bake the most.
True. Yeah. Well, it's the most versatile.
I think we just discovered it. Who loves to make pizza more?
Who's more of a pizza nerd?
I'm giving myself the pizza nerd award for tonight.
You can't give yourself the award. That's not how this works. It has to be awarded to you.
Hold on.
I'm going to be withholding.
I'm pretty sure Griffin just awarded me the award as well.
Fine.
You get it. Congratulations.
Fine. You can have all your fancy bougie salt. Whatever. Okay.
Hey, by the way, listeners, sea salt is not hard to find. Any grocery store.
This is what I mean by the judgment. That was not curious.
She's not saying it's hard to find. She's saying that she only wants to own one.
I don't
want to
store
giant,
it.
I understand what she's saying.
That giant thing of kosher is like, you know, it's like the
it's
size
a
of like a cereal box.
Sure. I don't keep it on my counter. I have a pretty bowl I put it in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You got a salt cellar. I'm just waiting for my I'm going to get sea salt for my birthday, aren't I? That's what's going to happen. I'm going to get
so much sea salt
for my birthday.
But I do think a good lesson from that is that it doesn't make a huge difference.
Sure.
I mean,
it doesn't.
We've made pizza together lots of times, and unbeknown to me, you've been using a different inferior kind of salt.
He just said inferior. What? In the world.
You've been going rogue on these recipes.
Kosher salt is not rogue. Oh, man. But it's true. Don't let it stop you.
I would have never known that.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk about sauce. This is going to be real short because, you guys, Neapolitan pizza sauce is alarmingly simple.
It's so simple.
You don't cook it. You don't need equipment. Mm-mm. It is 2 to 3 ingredients. Strangely simple.
Yeah.
But it is really important. So let's talk about how you make it, what you use. Mm-hmm. You need to use San Marzano tomatoes.
Yep.
Because it's so simple, if you use just Hunt's, which is fine. I'm not saying that's bad.
Right.
But those are not made for their tomato flavor. They're made for the utility of having tomatoes.
Yes.
You want actual San Marzano tomatoes, they make a big difference. If you're only, this is raw, it's not cooked. You got to go with the best for this to matter.
Yeah. The whole thing about it is that, and this goes for the whole Neapolitan pizza.
Yeah.
It's the least ingredients in the dough. It's the least ingredients in the sauce. It's probably the least toppings that are put on it. I mean, 100%. It's all about each thing singing as much as possible.
And you want whatever is singing to have a good voice.
Right. Exactly. You're right. And so San Marzano, not a brand, if you don't know that.
Yeah.
That's a style of tomato.
Yeah.
There are lots of brands that make it. You can get it in a regular grocery store. Mm-hmm. If you're a Costco shopper, there's a great brand. I think it's Nina that comes in a 3-pack that's really flavorful and pretty affordable. You can get it at Italian grocery stores. I mean, there's lots of places to get it.
The one thing that I would caution you on if you're looking is there are some companies that try to trick you by saying San Marzano style.
Yep.
Don't get that. Yeah, you don't want the style. That's just an inferior tomato. Mm-hmm. You want actual San Marzano, that kind.
Great point.
Of tomato. And I get the whole, right? Just the San Marzano whole tomatoes. Do they even sell them? In crushed and pureed?
I don't think they do. Yeah.
So you're going to get a can of the whole. Okay. So
and
then.
Cento. That's the main. That's the classic brand, I think, that's in the grocery store. And they make a style one and they make the authentic one.
Tricky.
Yeah. And so the way that you can tell is just the one's more expensive. The real one's more expensive.
You have to. You're going to be $4 for a can of tomatoes. What is happening?
Right.
Buy it anyway.
It's good.
Buy it anyway. Okay. So let's talk about it's usually just tomatoes and salt. You could put a little olive oil in it, but it's mostly tomatoes and salt. Mm-hmm. So when you made, when you made the sauce, it's not even making sauce. Mm-hmm. It's very strange. Mm-hmm. Did you use your hands to break the tomatoes up?
I tried to do that.
Okay.
I've ended up using a food processor very gently.
Okay.
Because the thing about that is that because they're whole tomatoes and there's seeds in it, the seeds have water content, it can get watery really fast.
If you
whip it up a lot. Yeah. And you don't want that. And so if you use it, like mine actually has a little like pulse setting where you can just kind of like, and I just like a few times just to get it like whipped up, not even whipped, that's the wrong word, just blended a little bit.
And it's not smooth. Like I didn't, my sauces weren't smooth. Like they were still kind of chunky.
Yep.
I hate that word. I regret using that word. But the sauces are still like kind of chunky. Uh-huh. One thing that I tried that could be kind of like an insurance policy against your sauce being too wet, if you're worried about that, is the cans of whole tomatoes have liquid around the whole tomatoes. So you could drain the liquid off into a separate bowl and pulse it up and be like, this feels like a good texture. This isn't too watery or too loose. Mm-hmm. But if it's like, oh no, this is really thick, you could add some of that back. Mm-hmm. But you also told me that like maybe the liquid that you would pour off is thicker. Like it actually makes it thicker. It doesn't thin the sauce.
Yeah. And that could be like brand to
brand.
I don't know. The stuff that I usually use is a little bit thicker. And so it actually thickens the sauce up a little, which I like.
I use my hands one time and I can see that there's like a homey thing. I think that you can totally use your hands, but I've watched people do that and it's kind of,
it is
an
cool
effort.
I get what you're saying. It's a cool idea to think that like you could just, it's a very hands-on tactile kind of deal.
Right. Definitely. So if you really wanted to go, and that's what they do, I guarantee you that the pizza makers in Naples don't have a Cuisinart plugged in making their sauce. Like they're crushing those tomatoes by hand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Definitely.
I would think. I've never been.
We know.
I mean,
how do you feel about like crushing with feet?
That was too far.
I'm picturing like the vineyard things where they're like, how do you feel about foot crushing?
Foot crushed tomatoes. I would not eat that pizza.
I bet there is a restaurant somewhere.
You have eaten that pizza. I'm sorry to say.
Oh my gosh. I'm not Michael, happy with where this is going. Teller. We need to stop.
She heard me.
Okay. I'm not gonna listen.
I'm gonna cut all that.
You did not crush your own sauce with your feet. I don't believe it.
All right.
So the sauce is raw. However you break it apart, it is raw.
Right.
And I did salt. I did a little bit of olive oil. Mm-hmm. It's like you want it to taste. Here's the thing about salt that's really important. Salt doesn't necessarily make things taste salty. Now, if you use too much salt, sure. Mm-hmm. But salt's job, flavor-wise, is not to make food salty. It's to make food shine. It's to make food taste like itself. So if you were to take, and this actually might be a really good test if you have never made sauce like this before, is to actually pinch off, after you break the tomatoes apart, get a spoon before you add the salt, get a spoon and taste the tomatoes. Mm-hmm. Like, what does this taste like on its own? And then add a little bit of salt and taste it again and start to see like kind of how it begins to sing and just taste like, oh wow, that's a really good tomato versus like, oh, this is fine. Mm-hmm. So don't worry that you're like making something too salty. You're making it sing.
Yeah. You won't put sugar in this.
No.
Some other types of sauce, pizza sauce call for that. You won't put a lot of like, it doesn't need oregano and basil and garlic and other things. Definitely
tomatoes,
not
salt.
Like the jar of Italian seasoning.
No.
Keep that in the drawer.
Yep. Keep that in the drawer.
And it doesn't get cooked. Like we already mentioned that, but just to reiterate, it does not get cooked. It cooks on the pizza.
Yeah. Which it does that partly because there aren't, it's not loaded down with toppings. Mm-hmm. A lot of the sauce is even exposed. Mm-hmm. It cooks in that really hot oven. Yep. And it's the freshness of it. Like that's what makes Neapolitan pizza what it is. So if you over season or over flavor the sauce, then you don't get to experience like what actual fresh mozzarella can taste like. You don't get to experience the depth of flavor that you worked hard to get from the dough. Like you just want it to be so simple in order for it to pay off.
Yep.
And that's kind of the deal with Neapolitan sauce.
Yeah. We'll post a recipe that just has like some amounts of those ingredients so that you know that. We really want to talk through the concept of it here.
And this is also, this is a personal, this is like a personal mantra, but I really want to encourage for those of you who are listening who feel nervous in the kitchen for whatever reason, even if you're making pizza, cooking is such a beautiful opportunity to trust yourself. And when you're working with a recipe that literally has two ingredients and one of them is salt, like don't worry so much about having measurements. Like we will, like you said, Michael, we will provide kind of like a ratio so you can sort of have an idea. But at the same time, like this is a great, simple way for you to practice being like, no, I can wing this. Yeah. I can figure this out. I can add salt and taste and add salt and taste. Like,
but just, taste, yeah. Right?
But taste, you have to taste.
You have to taste. You have to taste. That's something that a lot of people forget that to taste while you're cooking. And so if you feel uncomfortable in the kitchen, tasting your food while you're cooking is one of the best ways to get there.
And that's why I think it's really good to taste the tomatoes before you season them. Mm-hmm. So you know where you're going.
As a benchmark, really the LA Mag pizza dough recipe that we talked about last week, they have a little ratio for their sauce at the bottom. And they say San Marzano tomatoes, for every 24 ounces of tomatoes, 2 to 3 grams of salt. So probably something, I mean, that might be just a good starting place. And then you can experiment from there.
And I feel like that's probably, does it say what kind of salt?
No, I mean,
itching for a fight.
I know. I'm feeling very.
Yeah, you know what? This is a great answer. It says coarse sea salt or kosher salt.
Look at that. Bringing everybody together.
Brings it all back around.
There it is.
I'm Kendra. She's my.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Well, you can find this, like what sort of resembles a recipe on the website, pizzanerds.co, and lots of content on our Instagram account, which we hope you follow at pizzanerds.co.
I'm Michael. She's Kendra. We're glad you listened today. We're glad that you're a pizza nerd too.
See you next time. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.